Welcome to the New England Casino and Gambling Podcast, a production of AnytimeGambling.com, your one resource for New England casinos and recreational gambling. Steve Ruddick has been a friend of Anytime Gambling for many years, and I've always enjoyed his analytic approach to the gaming industry. I was lucky enough to find him at Bin Bin Casino, and so we sat down for a short chat, and this is what happened.
Seems like a long time since we had that little get-together at Tap.
Yeah, indeed. just a pandemic in between.
Yeah, that's all. I've been following you for quite a few years now, and I love what you bring to the table. So my first question is, I understand that you have a new gig.
Yeah, so my role in the industry for, well, more than 5 years, but the past 5 years has been more of an analyst. So whether that's legislative developments, regulatory developments, or just the intersection of online gambling and retail gambling in states. So that's been my main focus over the last 5 years, is just trying to take these very complex topics and turn them into easy to understand content for the average person. So what I've done in the past, Online Poker Report, Legal Sports Report, the Catena Media companies. I was working for Betting USA for the past 2.5 years. So now I'm at wagers.com, very new to the US affiliate space. Interesting company. We have a few different brands. One of them is actually a live registration brand. So they go to live events and sign up sports betting accounts for mobile sports betting and things of that sort. Say we have an interesting aspect to this. I think it's unique in the industry. We call them cards. Basically, we aggregate the news and give you extra information from our standpoint. It's like hand-curated cards by industry experts. So if we see in stories, today's story in the Boston Globe about Massachusetts sports betting and why it's difficult, we make a card of that. We kind of give you, here's where the story is, here's our thoughts on it, here's some maybe some extra information that we know. So it's a nice little feed. It's almost like a self-selected Twitter feed. So if you had a list on Twitter and you just wanted experts in it, it's pretty much what we do there.
When we had that chat a couple of years ago, we talked about concerns with the Massachusetts Gaming Commission sometimes being too careful with regulations, causing delays and getting behind other New England states. Do you still see that as a problem?
I would say yes, but I wouldn't place the blame entirely on the MGC. I think a lot of it has to do with just the gambling culture in Massachusetts in general. I think a lot of lawmakers are very skeptical of it. One of the things that did happen over the past couple of years during the pandemic is the federal government sent the states a lot of money. So there really wasn't much of a need to plug budget holes or anything in Massachusetts. And that was kind of one of the main selling points of expanded gambling. If you're from Massachusetts, you know that there's also a very deep Puritan streak in the state. Mm-hmm. So any type of vice, any gambling, tattooing was made legal in 2000. That's always my go-to example of the state. I think the MGC is a good example of just Massachusetts in general. They're very careful. Most of the commissioners have very little gambling experience. So they're coming at it with a fresh set of eyes. To their credit, they do listen to outside experts. So when they're not sure of something, they will commission the study, they will take those recommendations into account. And they usually make very good decisions, even if they are a little slower than some other states. It's been an interesting ride for Massachusetts since they dove into gambling in, 2011 now was the casino law?
Yes.
Before they even launched, they did a multi-year study to get baseline information on potential social harm.
No, just on the opposite end, I think Connecticut has not been careful enough. I think they wanted to get the sports betting ahead of the Super Bowl and March Madness. They've got a lot of catching up to do in terms of gambler protection and addiction.
Yeah, it's a lot of the bills that have been passed in recent years have been very short on problem gambling and responsible gambling. I tend to get more frustrated with the rush to launch. it's been a strange situation since PASPA was repealed, where states are suddenly so interested in legalizing sports betting because they're missing out on revenue.
And I think Massachusetts really wants to get it done, because right now they're surrounded. New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York, they're losing patrons to all those different states.
Yeah, I saw something today where I think DraftKings said 28% of its New Hampshire sports bettors for the Super Bowl have Massachusetts addresses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, let's go to another topic. You have had a passion for poker over the years. You've been a player, columnist. What is the state of poker in the United States?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I think the pandemic really took its toll on the game. I think a lot of casinos have been reticent to reopen their poker rooms.
Yes, even out in Las Vegas, lots of rooms are just closed to it.
Yeah, there's far fewer than there used to be, and I mean that by like a factor of maybe five. Mm. If you look at the poker boom years, when there were over 100 poker rooms in Nevada, sorry to anyone from Nevada. There are over 100 poker rooms, like close to 1,000 poker tables in the state. And now you look at the numbers, and I believe it's in the high 20s for number of poker rooms.
Yep.
So it's been a very drastic change in general. But I think the pandemic kind of accelerated that. I think a lot of casinos have just pulled back on their poker rooms, and for a few reasons. I mean, the pandemic itself, poker is a very close proximity game. Most of the time, that floor space is better used.
You had reviewed a book called The Pursuit of Poker Success by Lance Bradley. Would you suggest that for a poker player?
Yeah, so that was a very good book. Lance is a good friend of mine. He basically interviewed a bunch of different professional poker players and was kind of looking at what their commonalities were. So you get a lot of little vignettes throughout the book about, like, here's some things that a lot of people do. One book that I think is an eye-opener for a lot of people, it's kind of a no-nonsense book. It's a bit older. It's called How to Treat Your Poker Like a Business by Dusty Schmidt. Very, very famous poker player from the early days. I believe his screen name was Leather Ass.
I've got a laugh at the name Dusty.
Yeah.
If any name fits in the old gambling type of situation, that's what you'd expect.
Dusty was an interesting character because he was also a borderline professional golfer. Like, he could have gone pro. So he used to have an open bet for $1 million. You play poker and golf.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think anybody ever took him up on it. But yeah, he was an interesting guy. He was one of the first people that really put it down, like, here's the work ethic you need. And basically that's what his book comes down to. It would work for poker, but it also worked for life. So if you were just interested in, how can I improve myself, that's a pretty good book in general, How to Treat Your Poker Like a Business.
Yeah, we are running out of time. Let me just ask you finally, Where can people follow you and contact you if they'd like?
So the easiest way to get in touch with me or converse with me is through Twitter, just at Steve Ruddick, so just my name. Like I said, I'm writing for wagers.com, so if you want some information, definitely head over to that website.
I just find your articles to be fascinating in a way that even I can understand.
I appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you, Steve, for coming on our podcast, and we hope to see you soon.
Yeah, likewise.
You can find AnytimeGambling.com on Twitter at Anytime Gambling, on Facebook at the New England Casino Facebook group, or follow me, Robin Aubin. As we say at Anytime Gambling, embrace the math, not the myth. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.